Yes.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and resume the Budget Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 1st. And we will continue where we left off, which is the Public Works Fund, Streets, page 123. Mr. Lawyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Really not a lot of changes in the street fund either. I would like to point out the street fund revenue comes from gas taxes that are apportioned by the state on a per capita basis to cities, counties, statewide. We see a little bit of an increase or some increase in the street fund in the current fiscal year based on more revenue on gas taxes through the state. Also increases in vehicle registration fees, those kinds of things. We'll have a much better handle over the next year or so on what we'll expect to see ongoing with that increase. But as far as impact to the fund, it's not a huge impact. The current year, I had planned to pave River Road this summer of 2018. In preparing for that, I knew that we were going, and let me stop and back up just a minute. River Road from Shumawa to the South City limits, okay, that piece of River Road, not all of River Road. I knew when we were planning to do that, we were going to have to update the handicap ramps or the ADA ramps at all the corners to meet the new ADA standards. What I didn't know in planning that is for virtually all of the signalized intersections, we have to convert those to directional ramps. Most all of them have one ramp on the corner in the middle. The new requirements say they have to be directional, so that means we have to redesign the corners, which is a lot more expensive than just replacing what's there, for one. The other thing that I learned is in addition to the ramps, we have to update all of the pedestrian crossing buttons at all the signalized intersections, because the new standards say that first of all, with the directional ramps, you have to have the buttons within so many feet of the ramp, and currently they're on the signal poles, so they have to be moved. They have to be a minimum of 10 feet apart, because the new buttons talk and tell everybody where they're at. Shumawa at River, eastbound, like that, such and such. And so you have to have distance between the two of them so that the visually impaired folks can discern what one they're standing at. All that being said, those costs went up significantly. And I still don't have a real solid estimate for all of that work, but I'm going to tell you it's probably in the $350,000 to $500,000 range. We're working on those designs so we can get that work done this summer and probably into the fall, because it can be done and doesn't have to be super dry weather. We'll have that all done, and then the goal is to pave River Road from Shumawa to the South City limits in the summer of 2019. So unfortunately, I'd hope to have that done this year, but it's just not going to happen. The cost of ADA compliance the cost and then the design piece that I didn't anticipate slowed that project down. Included in this budget this year is the completion of the Dearborn Bridge. That construction started today. They'll work through probably near the end of October to finish the project. That project is being funded with a loan. We're actually issuing debt for that project. And then we'll spread that out over 15 years to lessen the impact of the street fund as much as possible. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Burson?
So on those redesigns, those upgrades you talked about, is there any federal grants around that? Since that just seems right up the Fed's alley.
There aren't, that I have been
Nate's
found,
laughing back any, there. He's anything, hiding, but he's laughing at me.
Any real grants available for that's considered maintenance, believe it or not. Resurfacing is a maintenance treatment, and there's not a lot of grant funding for maintenance. The ramp work wouldn't need to be done if we weren't going to resurface, and so it really doesn't fall into categories for grant applications very well, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Mr. Dial.
Page 39 and page 63 talk about the Dearborn Bridge, and there's a 1.2 or a 1.8 million number on each of those pages. Which is it?
It should be 1.8 million.
Okay, all right.
And that, the project bid was $1,700,000 and change, okay? Of that, there's about $320,000 that is a storm drain realignment. That will be paid out of the stormwater fund. We'll get to that in a little bit. So the actual impact to the street fund will not be $1.8 million. It'll be closer to 1.5. And we can make a large payment up front to reduce the debt as we go along. So.
Other questions?
I have one. I did ask Bill before we started, because I know it was something when I was on the Traffic Safety Bikeways Committee, we talked about flashing lights, and we've had parent on Lock Haven into McNary, and they'd be the solar, you know, crosswalk flashing, and we've had parents come to Traffic Bikeways Pedestrian Committee, and then part of the committee talked about maybe something potentially at Abby's Pizza. But at this point, we have nothing for any type of that crosswalk flashing in this particular budget, and I'm assuming it would be in the street fund?
Yes, it would be, and there's, okay. That is not included in this year.
Okay.
excuse me, for McNary High School specifically, they've got some pretty significant plans for that school with the bond measure, if the bond passes, and we have met with them in a pre-application meeting, so we have some idea on what their plans are, but they didn't really show us an overall site plan for the entire property and the changes. And so before we see what they are planning to do, it doesn't really make sense to me to plan for a pedestrian crossing in a particular location, if at all, if you will, because their changes may affect that. We just don't know yet. And we should know fairly soon, and certainly much sooner if the bond is successful.
Okay, so. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes.
So just, but on that topic, Bill, ballpark, wherever that's going to go, how much would one of those run approximately? Should we, you know, things have to come back and, okay, hey, we're ready to go on something like that.
Those, if they're solar powered, there's no power source, you know, electrical provided to them. Complete, they're about $25,000 to $30,000 for the equipment, and then there's installation.
Mm-hmm. It's you have something, to stripe the
stripe a crosswalk, which is low cost. Yeah. It's the equipment that's a higher cost. And that sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but within the street fund, if the school's district's project, you know, is accelerated and moves really fast, I can probably find $25,000 or $30,000 to fund that should I need to in this next fiscal cycle.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
One other thing I forgot to mention. This is not a little unusual for the way we put budgets together, but in the street fund online, oops, I went two pages instead of one. Line 69 in the capital outlay section, the unanticipated expense line item. That seems like a pretty big number, and it is a big number. I label it unanticipated expenses for a couple reasons. One, the street fund already has a contingency line item. You can't have two contingencies within one fund. In the capital outlay section, I labeled it as unanticipated expenses to cover contingency, which is about 10% of the capital outlay, but also included in that, we have an obligation to pay a portion of a new traffic signal at Kaiser Station Boulevard and the Kaiser Transit Center. It will also be an entrance into it's called Area B of Kaiser Station, the site of the new theater that's coming. It's still a little unclear when that project is going to be completed. And so our agreement with the transit district is we pay half of our portion at the end of the project and then 30 days after the beginning of the next fiscal cycle. So if the project doesn't finish by the end of June of 2018, we won't have that expense. So I elected to put that in unanticipated because I just don't know for sure that it's going to happen by then. So I just want to explain that because it's a little unusual to see that big of a number in a line item labeled unanticipated expenses. So,
any questions? Okay, moving on to street lighting districts, page 126.
I would recommend we take a motion on the street fund first.
This one, we're doing one by one?
Yes, for the rest of them for the night, we'll take each one as they come.
Thank you. Okay.
We have approval of the street fund, Madam Chair.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So Street Lighting District, page 126, and I believe we have a corrected.
That is correct. I was hoping to make it through this without having to do a change sheet, but not so much luck tonight, I guess. So the Street Lighting District, each of the neighborhoods that elect to have a street lighting district, we pay the utility charges on their behalf and then turn around and assess them on their property tax statement the following year. So we're fronting the money, and then they reimburse the city for the streetlights in their area. With respect to this fund, we have a little over 200 street lighting districts throughout the city. For the upcoming year, we're anticipating that there might be three more in the works. So you're going to see a little bit of an increase in the lighting cost. In addition, the major change between this version and the previous version is in the Kaiser Station Area A, we're going to be changing the light bulbs there to the LED energy efficient type of light bulbs. And that's to the tune of about $35,000 to $40,000. So this is one of those things that we've been building up money to do these kind of things. So now is the time that we're going to take advantage of that and go ahead and do that. Other than that, it really is pretty much a status quo going forward. The lighting costs typically don't vary a whole lot other than the addition of new lighting districts. So with that, if there's any questions.
Questions? And just for clarification for those watching at home, when we have an update like this, do we post it at the total end of budget, or do we update this information online like tomorrow?
I'll end up updating it tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Okay, and with that, I would entertain a motion to approve the Street Lighting District Fund.
Madam Chair, I would make a motion to approve the Street Lighting District Fund budget.
Second.
Okay, perfect. Discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to the transportation improvements on page 128.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Transportation Improvement Fund revenue is generated by development, paying transportation systems development fees for increased traffic loads because of the development. Really, the only change for this year is some additional revenue. The expenses identified for this year are the same as they've been for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, 7 years now. Basically, our portion of design engineering design for the Shemawa I-5 southbound on-ramps. That's a project that we are committed to pay portion of design for when ODOT says it's time to do it. So just waiting for ODOT to come and say it's time. We don't know if it'll happen in this fiscal cycle, but the funding is available should it happen. So
the other piece I'd like to add is when we get to the general fund, you'll see that the general fund is borrowing some money from the Transportation Improvement Fund. So you can see on line 21, I have a whole bunch of line 21s. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
On the second line 21, there's an interfund loan to the general fund. That's really to pay the construction costs for some of the infrastructure surrounding the movie theater area. So when we get to that point, we can talk about that further. So that's just one change that we have there.
Perfect. Any other questions? Oh, Mr. Thompson.
I know that we're pretty restricted on system development charges, but is there anything we could do with this fund to alleviate traffic congestion around McNary? I mean, I know it's been a hot topic in that part of the, I mean, is there anything we could do with this fund to help out with that?
Not currently. We would have to update our transportation system plan and the projects outlined in that plan to be able to make them applicable or available for these funds. So we currently no. And the fee structure would have to, at that time, would also have to be reevaluated. If you add projects, you got to reevaluate the fees to cover those costs. So for right now, no, we can't do that.
Thank you.
Additional questions?
Just one point to make, Madam Chair. If you correct me if I'm wrong, but the level of development is really reflected on the amount of revenue that we're bringing in, isn't that? Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
So, just if development were a little greater, we'd be receiving more revenue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
More development, more revenue, less development, less revenue in this fund specifically. Yes.
Right. Just want to point that out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
All right. Entertain a motion on the Transportation Improvement Fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the Transportation Improvement Fund budget.
I would second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to page 129, Offsite Transportation Fund.
Thank you. This fund, the Offsite Transportation Improvement Fund, is specific to areas B and C of Kaiser Station. There was a traffic impact analysis performed for those areas of Kaiser Station that indicated there were some offsite, meaning away from the developed area property, improvements that need to be done. For instance, an additional right turn lane at 14th and Lock Haven, westbound Lock Haven, turning north onto 14th. That's the first project. We are in negotiations currently to acquire some property from the duplex on the corner there at 14th and Lock Haven. We're also going to need to acquire some property from the school district in front of Whitaker. And so once we get that closed out, which should be fairly in the next few months, then we'll finish design and work on construction probably in fiscal year 19-20. And then we'll move on to the next project, which the plan says, and I'm not looking forward to this one, add another lane, left turn lane, dedicated left turn lane, Lock Haven westbound at River Road southbound. Currently, there's a dedicated left, a left through, and a right turn lane. The plan calls for two dedicated left turn lanes. So that means we have to add a lane there. I'm not looking forward to that project because property acquisition is going to be difficult and expensive. If you look at that intersection, you think about what's there, we're going to impact one business or another greatly. And so that's what I'm not looking forward to. So that's another example of one of the identified offsite improvements necessary for Kaiser Station's area B and C. So,
any questions?
No. All right. Entertain a motion for the Offsite Transportation Fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the Offsite Transportation Improvement Fund.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to Stormwater, page 130.
Thank you. Stormwater Fund, fairly status quo. As Tim mentioned earlier, this does include a rate increase of 55% per ESU. You'll notice on line 55 a slight increase. That's because we expect an increase in our street sweeping costs. The current contract expires, and we're right now just received actually some proposals for street sweeping. We'll score those and see where they land, but I expect the cost is going to go up with the new contract. Change from last year. This budget includes the purchase of a new F-550 service vehicle for the stormwater crew. They're currently using a 1996 flatbed F-450 vehicle that has performed well, but it's time to replace it. That's really the changes. Everything else is pretty much status quo across the board through the stormwater fund.
Questions?
So, Bill, I know there's been a lot of work on the stormwater committee in reference to the DEQ permit.
Yes.
Are we anticipating some additional costs? Are we kind of still waiting for some information back from DEQ?
Well, we have anticipated some of the additional requirements and incorporated that into this budget. You don't really see it. It's more of a workload issue than a direct cost issue. The actual permit issuance as of now is slated for September 2018 with an effective date of January of 19. It's still being refined. Public comments are still being evaluated and incorporated into the permit. We don't really expect a lot of changes, but this process has been going on for 7 years. And it's changed dramatically through the 7 years, both up and down and up and down, back and forth. It's to a point now where we're pretty comfortable. We know what the requirements are going to be, but we won't know for sure until we're issued the permit. So as I said, in September, we should have the permit with being issued, and its effective date will be January of 19. And we are already working on some of the tasks that will be required in year one of the permit, things that we're not guaranteed but pretty much assured aren't going to change, so that we're not behind the gun when the implementation happens. So
perfect. Thank you. Other questions? Okay, entertain a motion to approve the stormwater fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the stormwater fund.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Sewer, page 133.
With respect to the sewer fund, the sewer system is really managed by the City of Salem. The City of Kaiser's responsibility is to handle the billing component of that. The rates are actually set by the City of Salem. They're just now starting their task force, which will announce the rates that we'll have probably at the end of October. I've been chatting with the City of Salem, and they said that they promised their city council that their rates won't go any higher than 3%. I've budgeted 4%, and that includes 3% for the rate increase I'm expecting from the City of Salem, plus an increase for new growth, additional construction in this area. It may be slightly high, but probably not too far off the mark. Other than that, really the only other piece that floats through here is a lot of the utility billing labor. That makes up a lot of the administrative service charges on line 27. So with that, if there's any questions.
Questions? Okay, seeing none, entertain a motion to approve the sewer fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the sewer fund.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would just like to point out that Mr. Wood almost floated a pun by us there.
I just pointed that out.
Okay, thank you.
And on that note, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Somebody had to say it.
I know. Sewer Reserve Fund, page 135.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Sewer Reserve Fund is a fund that revenue comes from development as well, development that happens outside what's called the original Kaiser Sewer Service District. Those boundaries were identified many, many years ago and basically are the limits of the original portion of Kaiser. I won't say the city limits, but the original developed portion of Kaiser. Those funds go into the revenue goes into a fund. The city pays for trunk sewer line extensions out of that fund. Either we pay a developer to do it, or we contract the work ourselves. The latest one was in Area C of Kaiser Station. We paid about, I think, $65,000+ to reroute a sewer line into the new McLeod alignment. While it wasn't technically a trunk sewer line, it was something that was part of the sewer master plan, and so we paid for that. There's only a couple other places in Kaiser left that need trunk sewer lines. One of them is Windsor Island Road, north of Lock Haven. There's no sewer line there for the better part of it. So as development occurs out there, we will assist in construction of that trunk sewer line. At that point, we will have to evaluate this fund as a whole, and at some point, you will see this fund go away. Once those things are constructed, there will be no need for it anymore. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? No. Move to approve the water I'm sorry, Sewer Reserve Fund.
I'd move to make a motion to approve the Sewer Reserve Fund, Madam Chair.
Couple comments on the water.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to page 137, the Water Fund.
To follow up with some of our conversations from the Long Range Planning Committee meeting, we did do a water rate analysis many years ago. I think it was 2002, 2003-ish range. And it cost us roughly $43,000 at that point in time. I imagine technology increases would maybe make that cost go down, or maybe not. I'm not exactly sure at this point. I haven't gone out and explored the costing of that. Our plan is in fiscal year 2021, we'll have paid off the debt that is in the water fund. At that point, I think it would be wise for us to go out and do a new water rate analysis study. At that point, we'll have the funding without it having any impact on the rates. If we were to go out currently, assuming that we wanted to maintain the level of service that we have, maintain our capital outlay plan, we would really be talking a significantly higher rate increase to be able to cover that. And I don't think that we're really interested in doing that at this point. I did a quick calculation. One of the questions was, how much is the residential multifamily subsidizing commercial? I looked at the difference, and it's about $20,000 a year. So not super big dollars, but if you're like me, every dollar counts. If we were to adjust the commercial rate and residential rate to be equal, each Kaiser household would probably see a cost savings of about $1 to $1.25 per year. So to answer the question, there is some subsidy going on. Is it huge? Not necessarily. But I think that will be a political decision that we'll have to make once we do another rate analysis. So with that, I'll turn it over to Bill for the rest of the budget.
Thanks, Tim. As Tim mentioned earlier, the water fund does include a 4% rate increase. Really, other than that, the only other changes to this fund, line 58, that's pump maintenance, increased $10,000 for some regular service to our auxiliary engines and generators for our pump stations. That's something we only have to do every 4 or 5 years. Next year's time to do it. Those are pieces of equipment that don't get used a lot, very thankfully. They get exercised and tested regularly, but they're there for emergency situations, so we need to keep them operating as well as they can. The other thing I will say, you'll see on line 69 in the capital outlay section an increase, and that's the water meters. That increase is related to our plan to replace 2 4-inch meters and 3 3-inch meters to new, more accurate meters. We discovered a number of years ago we're losing a significant amount of revenue on low flows on some of the larger meters. And the new technology, water meter technology, is such that we can pick up flows on a 3-inch meter, let's say, down to about a gallon and a half, where the current meters, it's closer to 10 gallons before they register accurately. And so we've started a program a few years ago to replace our larger meters with these more efficient, or not more efficient, more accurate meters. And proved with the first one that we did that the payback for that meter investment on the increased revenue was about 2.5 years. So everything after that is increased revenue into the fund. So I personally wasn't convinced that we were going to see that payback, that it made sense. I was thinking it was probably going to be closer to 5 years. The first one we did was 2.5 years. And so when I saw those results, we put a program together to methodically go through the system and replace those larger meters. That's really the highlights of the water fund for next year.
Questions? Councilor Ryan?
Thank you. Are we, and this may be premature, I apologize, but are we doing any type of forecasting for the Detroit water issue and possibly providing services to Salem? I realize it's not something we can plan for at this time for the budget, but it wouldn't go into next year's budget. It would be this year's budget. So are you looking at that as a factor for the budget at all, or
I really haven't.
The need assessment?
I really haven't, because that'll be as on an as-needed basis. There's really not a cost to us on the front end for that. We open a valve, we sell water, they pay us for that water.
Right, I saw it more as an incoming revenue than an expense.
Yeah, so I didn't project that because I don't know that it's going to be necessary. And my understanding of the Detroit Lake project is that doesn't even happen for construction until like 21. The study period ends, I think I read 2019, with a plan or a proposed plan in 2020 with construction to be 21, something like that.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so far out.
Yeah, it's far enough down the road that it didn't need to be accounted for in this next year's budget.
I was more concerned about the affecting our residents and making sure we have fulfill our need first.
Absolutely.
And that sounds like a conversation to have down the line. I apologize. I thought it was sooner. So
our agreement with Salem for providing emergency water says both ways, us to Salem, Salem to us, that we will provide water if it is available. And so each respective city's needs come first. And so we won't sell water to Salem or provide water to Salem if we can't meet our own city's needs.
Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Persons?
So I'm the cause of the problem on the 4% hike each year. And, you know, I'm still against that because, like I said, I think that range, and you can talk about how much it is per household, but there's a lot of households in Kaiser. And we obviously are, we're obviously depending on those households for the majority of this budget because there's more households than our businesses out there. Mm-hmm. But the residents still are subsidizing businesses out there. The businesses are paying less per unit than we as residents are paying for this. And I see where it's planned for, you know, several years. And you talk about $42,000 or what it was to look at that, and it would raise it up significantly. But one of the reasons that these contingency funds stick in everything throughout this budget is for things like this. And so you have $125,000 in contingency. It seems like if we really wanted to do it, you know, I want to do it in this budget, but I'm waiting until 21 seems like a long time to me. And we carry contingency every year in these budgets. And I think that there ought to be some kind of commitment anyway to the residents here that we're going to at least look at this issue, and at least everybody that takes whatever unit that is of water, whatever that measured unit is, that we all start paying the same, because single family homes pay more than multifamily units in this town also, and businesses pay the least amount for that same measure of water, the same water for everybody. And so I know my personal water bill continues to go up, and it's just my wife and I, and she's a little woman, so she doesn't use a lot of water. So I may use more, and she never washes her car. So I think that cost to look at that. You know, one of the things is I think we ought to talk about a contingency, and at least make a commitment to the residents of Kaiser that, you know, because people are seeing this water bill continue to go up, and instead of just passing a budget that says several years we're going to have 4% hikes, which makes that gap go up higher because the 4% on businesses is less per unit than the 4% on residents. So, and I know I said the same thing in the long-range planning, but I think we should start making a commitment to the residents that at least we're going to look at this. And because, you know, at the end of this 4 years, like I said, you know, or no, it's not 4 years, you said several years in here. You know, there may be something else that comes up and we're going to have raises again, because the water fund's pretty much raised about every year I've been on the budget committee. But anyway, that's what I'd...
Sure, that's a fair comment. So. We can definitely look to incorporate the water rate survey sooner, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'll support this budget. I just, like I said, I'd like to have a commitment and not 2 years from now say we still haven't done this looking at this issue.
Sure. I think that's a great comment.
Mayor Clark.
Thank you. One of the things that we have done for our water system is the Water Master Plan, and I believe we talked at goal setting about the time frame for taking another look and update at the Master Plan. One of the things that I believe we've done right is make sure that our systems don't fall behind in maintenance. Other cities have found themselves with a huge bill when their systems wear out or especially prematurely from lack of maintenance. So being on top of our system, keeping it updated, I believe is a good long-term investment, and that's part of where our rates go to, is to continue to make sure our system is current. But we did talk about a time frame for an updated master plan. With the smart meters and some other things that have come into play since we had last did our master plan, it would make sense.
Mr. Burson.
So just to be clear to everybody listening about this, I'm not against the raises of water, and I'm not against the money that's being spent on the water system. What I would like to see is that those additional costs be divvied out evenly between business and business accounts, multifamily accounts, and single-family dwellings. And so everybody is paying the same amount per unit of water. So I'm all for these things. And like I said, I think Kaiser's done an excellent job of keeping us water. And I liked your meters, like you're going to put more effective meters in some of these bigger places. So I don't want people to think I'm against the raises. I just like to see them be equitable between the different groups.
So, and I appreciate that. I think this is something that we have to continue to bring out for people to understand what the dollars are used for, and that by being proactive and looking at making use of the technologies available to us, we can deliver safe and cost-effective water to the community. I appreciate that.
And if I may, I would like to let you folks know, those of you that don't know, 2007, 2008, 2009, somewhere in that time frame during the recession years, the water fund did not have any rate increases. We elected to not raise rates, even though our water rate model indicated we should. Even after that time, we have been able to keep our rate increases below what the rate model said we should be doing, and pretty much held at a 4% rate increase, even though we didn't have a rate increase for two or at least 2 years, and I think it might have been three. And I know it was two for sure. And that is gives kudos to the city's staff, the water staff, in how effectively and efficiently they maintain the water system, because they were able to still perform their jobs and keep the water system, you know, in really, really good shape without having the revenue that the rate model said we needed to have. And so that's just a kudos to those folks, my staff, the city council, for supporting that all these years as it's gone on. And I'm very proud to be able to say that even though we didn't have a rate increase when we quote should have, it didn't impact our ability to do what we really need to do. So
thank you. Any other questions? Councilor Herrera.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, as far as our replacement plan, where are we at, Dr. Lyon? What percentage, as far as, do we still have steel, or we don't know more?
We do have some more steel, and I'll touch a little bit on the water on the next fund we talk about. But I don't, honestly, Roland, I don't know the percentage of Dr. Lyon against steel. It's less, we have more ductile than we used to have, than I think we're.
We're over 60 or 70%, right? Or
I would say we're probably 65% ductile or cast and 35% steel.
Better than a lot of places.
A lot better, that's right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the water fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the water fund.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're on the water facility replacement fund, page 139.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Water Facility Replacement Fund is the project fund of the Water Fund. Kind of hard to say that. The revenues from that are primarily come from rates. They are supplemented with SDCs for new meter connections, new service connections throughout the city. But the primary source of revenue for that fund is water rates. And you'll see that in the Water Fund and the transfer to this Water Facility Fund, which is on line 81. $400,000 that goes into the facility fund to build things. This current or this next fiscal year, Let me step back just a second. For the last few years, our focus has been on mainline replacements because we had our production facilities, wells, pump stations, reservoirs, were all built, didn't need to add anything. So we focused on water main replacement, pretty much budgeted about $400,000 a year for those. For next year, I actually reduced the water main replacement line item because we identified some other water production needs updates. One of them being to update the McNary High School or the McNary pump station to an automatic backup engine. There's a backup engine there now. It's powered by propane. We have a propane tank outside the building. Staff has to physically go to that pump station and activate that in a power loss. We want to convert that to an automatic system and have it powered by natural gas. More reliable, more natural gas is more reliable. We don't have to worry about filling a propane tank in an emergency. Natural gas is, you know, assuming it's running, doesn't stop. So that improvement or upgrade, we also need to replace some telemetry system components that haven't failed yet, but they're not supported either. And if they fail, our water system operation is impacted. So our plan is to get those replaced before they fail. And then the other thing we're going to need to do next year is to replace some backup, some diesel fuel tanks at two pump stations, Wiesner and Meadows, with 1,000-gallon tanks so we can run those pump stations longer in an emergency if they're needed. Those are all things that are critical, primarily emergency operational things. And so instead of having a higher rate increase to fund those, the choice was to reduce the amount of main lines we replace. So that's what we're doing. And for next year, we're just planning on replacing the water line on Cummings Lane west of Shoreline. We had planned to do it this current fiscal year, but the bids came in higher than we thought, and so we weren't able to do that, so we just moved it back a year. Really, the impact to that by delaying water main replacements is historically means staff fix more leaks. That doesn't mean the mains are going to break because they're steel mains. Steel mains don't typically break in half or in two or longitudinally along the pipeline. They'll just get a hole in them. We fix that. We've been doing that forever, and staff will continue to do that. It's not a high cost. You know, there's not a lot of money involved in doing it. It's staff time. And so the decision is, well, we'll have to spend more staff time fixing leaks. That's okay. So that's the plan for next year.
Questions? Yes.
So I misspoke on the water system master plan update, and Bill was very polite. We did update that in 2012 as transportation system plan. I was thinking from 2007, 2008. So thank you.
It's interesting you bring that up because while it is 2012, we should be revisiting that every 10 years. It's only a couple years away.
Time flies when you have a good
time. It really does fly. So I didn't mention anything because it's really not that far out to at least take a look. It wouldn't be necessarily a comprehensive update of the Water Master Plan, but it should be revisited about every 10 years and make sure it's still current. So.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
No.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the Water Facility Replacement Fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the Water Facility Replacement Fund.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Park Improvements Fund. Park Improvements Fund, page 140.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Park Improvement Fund revenue is generated by systems development fees on residential development, both single-family and multifamily. Commercial properties do not pay parks SDCs. This is somewhat of a status quo budget. Primarily includes expenses associated with the construction of the bathrooms at Kaiser Rapids Park that had originally been planned to be basically under construction and nearly done by now. But the bids came in quite a bit higher than we thought. And so we stepped back, reevaluated it, and it just went back out for bid to be constructed in the fall, winter, spring months. The original plan was to build it in the spring, summer months. Our hope is that by having construction in the fall, winter, spring months, we'll catch contractors when they're less busy which means lower prices, we hope. We'll find out May 22nd.
Questions? Mr. Brisson.
So on line 14, Bill, it looks like $100,000 is coming into this fund from the general fund. Why is that?
Correct. During this fiscal year, the police department purchased a bunch of radios, about $300,000 worth of radios. The general fund wasn't able to afford that, so it took a loan from the park improvement fund. And this is the first year that we'll end up paying part of that loan back. So that's the $100,000.
And that loan amount, $215,700, shows up on line 24.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Councillor Anderson.
Sorry.
He's just over here thinking. I doesn't want to cut him off. So, Councillor Anderson.
Be safe then. Sorry. Sorry, I may have missed this, Bill or Tim. Perhaps you could just talk about this. But going back to the beginning balance, there's a significant drop from the projected from 17-18 to the proposed 18-19. And can you just explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah, about half of that $456,000 is grant funding that we didn't receive. Okay. We did not receive because we didn't build the bathrooms.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Bathrooms, gotcha. That is a grant. It's a reimbursement grant, so we have to build the bathrooms. Well, it's more than just the bathrooms. Let me back up. That grant fund was for the surfacing at the Big Toy, the port in place, rubberized surfacing, the new pathways at Kaiser Rapids Park, and the bathrooms. We've completed the surfacing and the pathways, but not the bathrooms. And I elected to not ask State Parks for any funding until we're done.
Okay.
So that's
why. Okay. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah.
Additional questions? No? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the Park Improvement Fund.
Madam Chair, I would move approval of the Park Improvement Fund.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This completes our agenda for tonight. Before we adjourn, anything we need to be aware of for Thursday when we resume Thursday, May 3rd at 6 p.m.? City Manager?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I will not be here for dinner.
Mr. Burson will not be here.
No, just
not for dinner.
Dinner,
right.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to get any dinner.
Okay. Any other comments before we adjourn? Tracy, do you need anything for Thursday?
There will be dinner.
Okay.
Councillor Anderson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Councillor Anderson.
Madam Chair, I just have noted previously I will not be able to be here for that meeting, for dinner or for the meeting. Thank you.
Right. So with that, we will adjourn at 8:45, and again, we will resume on Thursday, May 3rd, right back here in Council Chambers at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Nice meeting you, young man.
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks. Well, were you last year?
No.
Thanks for helping.
Oh, sure.
Volunteer.
I always have a good time. I'm going to be in California. Getting ready for my daughter's graduation.
Do you know what the chamber?
You're going to miss a good time.
No.
Thank you. Congratulations. Did you
read that?
Congratulations, by the way. Did you graduate? That's good. That's good. That's good.
Before Thursday.
Later, alligator.
Okay. Tracy, I need some help. Okay.
Real quick.
By the way, I invited everybody to our function. I gave everybody cards.
Yeah, I saw that. I will plan on going if it's we don't have this thing. Because
pardon?
If we don't have this meeting, if our...
We're not going to. We never do. Well, I don't know. We have done before.
It's on my calendar, and this doesn't seem a
Keith,
calendar.
Keith,
one.
Keith.
I don't
remember me.
I do.
Tracy? Tracy, is it the wooden box in the coffee room that's the confidential recycling?
Okay. He's sending it back to school. Coffee area.
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
It's funny because he later reviews what is this part of that entire form.
Well, do you want me to take the trash? Do you want to take mine?
No, you throw it in there. Throw it in there. I got my, I actually have my salad. Throw it in there.
Well, I'm just, okay.
Throw the garbage anyway. All righty.
Yeah, look. Yeah. Yes, that's easy, easy, easy duty.
Hello.
Hello.
So that's a side issue. You don't need to worry about that. I'm just kind of curious about how's that actual point working. But we'll go ahead.
But if they represent the interests of Kaiser, I would ask them to change that.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it very clear that this is going to be a appointment.
I mean,
congrats, Bruce.
You don't laugh at me. You're hiding behind the shell.
That's why they're not going to be. So I feel that.
Oh, yeah. It's certain. Well, in a matchup with the voicemail,
if we can straighten that out and then have them change it to it's an appointment that comes through our process. And we don't tell them what our process is, but it would be appropriate for by the mayor and
regulation. They just technically appoint approval, basically they appoint who you send. Is the way she explained the voice. We should just choose the representative. They should be appointed.
Or you affirm whatever.
They basically indicated in the voicemail that we only
So it's not written, it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, I will let Debbie know then.
So Shannon, on the other one. So apparently we uncorked quite a bit here, and so what? Like I told you, I want to start over. So I want to bring them into alignment with everything else that we do. Where they request, and then we will make sure that we're clear about what the expectations are, voting, non-voting, and for liaison. The only reason I would even consider it is because of peer group. Otherwise, I don't see a point.
You don't like to talk.
Why are we there and not at Rotary? Why are we there and not on Dallas? Why are we there and not on anybody else? So what makes this special?
There's a lot of different organizations where we don't have a liaison to them. I know.
Right. But I think this one is because of peer court, and apparently our police and Amy said we do the liaison for that on the paper. But we need to clarify that too.
Right.
This has been kind of ad hoc. So if
Meredith is going to give me the bylaws, and then we can sit down and figure this out, and I'm going to tell her we're just going to do it on this stack.
That's fine.
At that point, we'll make an appointment. So it might be probably not for June, but we'll get her somebody. And by that time, school will be out, and I might be able to tap Council Lear or Council Rare. Council Rare is gone. It's hard during the school year, so
yeah.
We might be able to show up in the summer.
Okay.
But that would clarify that. And
yeah, I mean, you guys don't have for sure.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, that sounds great.
Lemonade out of it, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds fine.
Okay.
It always throws me when the live show ends, they immediately go to.
First is going to get changed.
Yeah.
Like some meeting. April 16th, okay.
I think that's because it's probably the regular program and live over the top of that.
And then.
Back to our regular season, yeah.
Marlene called me and.
So I heard right before the meeting, Kim was saying she's still in a bit of pain.
She's in a lot of pain, and she can't take pain medications.
Yeah.
I'll take her a dinner. She's got to eat.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'll take it to her. But anyway, she can't take pain medications because she's allergic to them. So she's got an ice thing, and there is a medication she can take. It's on a pump. But if she irritates to the point where she's in even more pain, it'll slow down her healing. So her doctor said, you stay put. And I said, yes.
Stayed.
We will manage. And so...
So she might not be here Thursday.
I know she's going to have a patient, but...
Well, it's not that great.
No, our votes...
Yeah, exactly. That's the real vote. So.
I'm going to tell Lalo, heal up, be good patient. I'm like Roland, who kept on breaking his hand. And then on the Kaiser Heritage, I sent... Tracy, this country that the board used in determining the race, and if we want to cut that, we're fine.
And somebody was kind of getting around the edges of this, and there was a blurb in their request on that, a sinking fund issue. All it says is a portion of the $20,000 goes to sinking fund. Is there a particular portion? Not that I care, but...
That's in the spreadsheet.
Okay,
so
that might be a good piece
of
information.
Calculated in, and she's going to...
pass that out.
Yeah. Is that old person? So in there, in the calculation, it comes out to about $38,000 to operate the building based on 2017 numbers. Some things have gone down, some things are going to go up when we go to a maintenance agreement. So this is our first year operating under this, and so some adjustments will be required. But yes, there is a portion that reimburses the sinking fund for certain
And did I hear, because I can't remember if it was Ron that asked this or who, is Kaiser Homegrown? I thought they were just paying a flat rent. Are they paying it per...
They're paying rent.
Pardon?
They're paying rent.
I know, but is it a flat, like, monthly rent?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
I think he got confused, or Lori got confused.
He did. Yeah, I'm taking mine. Do we need to leave our bags to have them refill them? Oh. No, I'm taking mine, and I'll... Yeah.
Do you want some of the others?
The bags or food?
There's no more.
I've got bags of bags at home.
Plenty of bags. Okay, well, no, I think they just miscommunicated on that issue. I thought it was
yeah.
I thought it was just a regular monthly rent.
No, they're now a full occupant.
A full occupant,
and
yeah.
If you get a chance to go see Fox in the Fairway, I got to see it Sunday because they did their last dress rehearsal for the volunteer appreciation.
Neat.
It's a scream.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh, it was hilarious. It was so neat. You know, those volunteer recognitions, they're always so poorly attended. The house was full.
How many can it hold?
Huh?
How many came in whole?
65 to 70.
Well, okay.
Anything above that, don't talk to the fire marshal.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But it's the safety lighting. If you haven't been over there, it's going to blow your mind when you walk in there and you see the set. I mean, it is a theater.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is they haven't painted the walls black, and we have. I'd really rather they didn't, but they probably will at some point.
Yeah.
But the lights, they've got the set, they've the kitchen has been gutted, all of the appliances have been sold and moved out, so the grease underneath that stove would torch the building.
I bet.
Scary. So, and then when the art did their reception, they opened up the theater and they did a presentation in there. They had the art on easels in the front, in the stage area, people in the audience. They had tables with wine and cheese. There's not those big tables you have to maneuver around. It's very nimble. It holds more people. It's just, it is so exciting. The energy is phenomenal.
Well, when's, what is it, Fox and the what?
The Fox and the Fair on the Fairway. And it opens
this weekend? Yeah. Okay.
This is their second show already.
That's something.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad that worked out. I'm so glad that worked out. I mean, it's a win-win. That event center stuff is a pain. I know it was a pain for them.
It was awful, and then Sherry did a fabulous job torpedoing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Because when we ran the numbers, they really weren't making money.
No.
The only reason they made any money was because they were paying people $5 gas money to babysit the building.
Yeah.
But it was beating the snot out of that building.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds great.
It's going to be good.
All right.
And then it was great. Allie was so, she goes, did I do good? And I said, are you kidding? Isn't she wonderful?
She is. I'm sorry. She was so
sexy. You're right. She is.
Oh, God.
Isn't that fun? That is so neat.
And then on top of that, what she said about the co-benefit, I have to spend some time explaining that, but by making that, because that old strategic plan to end homelessness, a 10-year plan, that is actually a document that allows us to get federal dollars. Yeah, it's expiring. This will become a new one. We'll crosswalk.
Okay, good job today. Wonderful job.
And so we'll actually set this up to get federal grants. We didn't know that.
Making sure
that we just happened on that. Oh, by the way, this will do that for you for the 3-county area. Boom. We didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah, it's so funny on those kind of things.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a night. Yes, I did. And I was going to ask you a question, too. I have a question for you. One more thing for you.
No. Did you find the application?
Yeah, I got it. I'll fill it all up.
Yeah.
I'll do it as quick as I can. I should have done it already.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you a little. I got a question for you. Where do you go to get? I don't have a contact for trophies and plaques and stuff like that. They're really spending now. He's getting for real cheap. That one.
Well, if you need somebody in town, you should go to Salem Trophy.
Yeah.
They're kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a part done last time.
There's a place online, Trophies to Go, and it's out of Washington. And I use that for our volunteer clubs. And I order, and I have something in 2 or 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, so they're great.
Is it over $150?
The little volunteer clocks that we give away are $29.
Wow.
Oh, we
just
have
just go online, look at Trophies to Go.
Trophies to Go.
Yeah,
Trophies
to Go. If you need them for next Thursday.
No, I don't need them for next Thursday. I need them for a while.
Okay.
We want to give city council a plaque saying thank you for helping us.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But I go. Yeah. I know they're very expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
So I almost want to just, you know, it's going to be one plaque. So I'd probably just go local, huh?
Yeah.
Probably pay the people. I don't know. Over 100. I'll call them. I used to have connections with them. I don't know the same owners.
Yeah. They have a business for sale. For
I know. I don't think it's the same guy. I used to play softball with the guy in the 70s.
Yeah, because they had all those softball, baseball trophies in there.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know? She has already met with.
There's my. Uh-oh. How do I do it?
It's two-sided, though, too.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I'll put it all in here. Good night, Amy. Oh. Testing 1, 2. Today, I feel like the luckiest man. Tim.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to have not have to shake up the couch cushions to find money for our car?
Well, we haven't got to the general fund yet, so. But no, it's a, it is a nice feeling to have
you
met some of the requests.
Yeah. Tracy, you have keys or something here. If they're yours. Any help?
No, I got it.
Good? Oh, yeah.
I'll get your keys over here, Tracy.
Okay.
Thanks for it.
You're welcome. We're going to have Cafe Yum on water.
Ooh. Cafe Yum? That's all veggies in it.
Well, not all veggies. It's got some chicken. We'll have some chicken skewers and then rice and salad.
Yeah, let me over there and it looks like sure.
Did you buy it?
Good job.
Team. Definitely a team.